And now, direct from Television City in Hollywood, the TBS Radio Network presents The Romance of Helen Trent, Backstage Wife, with Eugene Oregon, Boy Wonder, and his faithful piranha, Malcolm. Malcolm's dinner tonight includes guest stars Johnny Carson, Dick Cavett, and Merv Griffin. And now, the man destined, after tonight, to be the nation's one and only talk show host, syndicated columnist for the Cambridge Daily Reamer, Gene Oregon.
Thank you very much for being here for the last show in the current series of Gene Oregon. And it's only thanks to the unstinting efforts of audiences like both of you that are out there today that are going to enable this show to be renewed again time after time after time. But today, I want to talk to you about driving. You know, I was driven over to the studio today, and after you've heard these programs, I'm sure you can believe it. I was driven over to the studio today. As a matter of fact, some of the people with the torches, tar, and feathers are still outside the door. We just locked them after you got in. But I tell you, these Boston drivers are something else. I pulled up next to one at a red light the other day and said, "Do you know how to get to Amherst?" And he thought for a second, and he said, "No, but hum 8 bars, and I'll fake it." There are really some literal-minded drivers around here. You know how the straight-ahead signs on the expressway point straight up? Well, around here, all they have to do is accelerate a little until they reach escape velocity. A friend of mine got a ticket the other day. He asked the officer, "If I think these are funny, why don't you think these are funny?" A friend of mine got a ticket the other day, and he asked the officer, "Was I driving too fast?" And the policeman said, "No, you were flying too low." There was almost a collision out in front of the tech office the other day. It was a car and a pedestrian. He was doing 80 miles an hour, and the car was standing still. There's a whole group of people in this town who consistently get into the left lane to make right-hand turns. And with the police driving like that, what can you expect from the rest of the population? But now you take taxi cab drivers. You take taxi drivers. As a matter of fact, they usually take you. They're all former secret agents, you know, with a license to kill. They're not bigoted, though, in spite of what everyone says. They'll run over you whether you're black or white.
That's good.
There's a man in Boston. Well, don't worry, it won't last much longer. There's a man in Boston having an auto accident every 10 minutes. I think he's married to the woman who gives birth every 10 seconds. Here, so it's just about time for the last show of the current series of the Eugene Oregon program.
Gee, Sylvester, I don't think you like me anymore.
Any more than what, Gloria?
Oh, be serious, Sylvester. What is it you don't like about me? Is it my false teeth?
Oh, no, Gloria. Your teeth are like stars. They come out at night.
Is my eye patch crooked?
No, Gloria. It's as straight as the other one.
Well, then, maybe it's my figure.
No, Gloria. I think 225's a lovely figure.
Well, then, Sylvester, what is wrong with me?
Gloria, you have the fizzies. You know, that water frothing out of your mouth. Leaves your brain dry and wrinkled. That's a gray matter. You should use Aquatine 23.
You mean if I use Aquatine 23, you'll like me again, Sylvester?
I think I hear my mother calling me Gloria. Bye.
Now, why would his mother call him Gloria?
Hey, don't sing the fizzy blues. Your brain is 69% water, and frothing at the mouth can make you lose most of this precious supply. Aquatine 23 is the natural way to help stop the fizzies, because it's mostly water, too. And Aquatine 23 contains a golden drop of hexachloroform. So lick those fizzies. Use Aquatine 23.
Well, welcome back to the Eugene Oregon Show. Thank you, Alan.
Horrible music, Alan.
Horrible music, certainly.
Just like all the other music you've played for the show.
It was dark and dank and dreary that evening as two human souls were rushed down a thin ribbon of concrete towards an unmistakable rendezvous with destiny.
Gosh, Jean, it certainly is a dank and dreary evening. Do you ever get the feeling we're rushing down a thin ribbon of concrete towards an unmistakable rendezvous with destiny?
I think I've heard that somewhere before, but listen, we can't go on like this.
What do you mean?
We're practically engaged.
No, you don't understand. We're out of gas.
You don't expect me to fall for that old one, do you, Gene?
Well, you may not fall for it, but you could sit here for a long time unless you come with me while I go out for gas.
The pair left their car there on the road and headed for the nearest place of seemingly human abode. They walked onto a crumbling brick path which led uphill to a fog-shrouded mansion in a gully nearby. They rang the bell.
That certainly is a strange doorbell. Gene, I'm scared. You can stay here if you want, but would you call me a taxi?
All right, you're a taxi.
Good evening, sir. You look bedraggled. Have an accident?
No, thanks. I just had one. Do you have any gasoline?
Oh, not on me. There was a fellow here a while ago who had some on him, but it really burned him up, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, all right. I'm going back to the car.
But, my dear, the hounds are on the moor, and there's a full moon out tonight.
What moor? I didn't see any moor.
What do you think this is, Othello?
I can't take much more of this dialogue.
Why don't you stay here for the evening?
Does this place have sleeping quarters?
No, we only have one lethargic dime and a lazy nickel. I can send out for some gasoline now, and it should arrive by morning. We can put you up in any of our rooms. Each comes complete with bath and casket.
That's what I thought. I'll see you later, Gene. I'm going to leave here.
But I'm afraid you can't, my dear. The door has decided to close, you see, and there's nothing we can do about it. Took me a long time to train it to squeak like that. I don't wish to upset it, and I'm sure you don't either, do you?
Sure, sure. Say, this place gives me the creeps.
Oh, no, it doesn't. You have to pay for them, 3 for a nickel.
May I ask you a question?
Yes. Now would you like to ask another?
Why don't you light a candle so we can see in here?
It is awfully dark on the inside of the speaker, isn't it? But if I light a candle, the cone will catch on fire. Oh, dear me, another murder, just when I hoped he'd given it up. Well, boys, we'll be boys.
You say you have a room for the night?
Oh, yes, sir, and believe me, it's not much during the day.
Well, why don't you give me the key?
How about B-flat?
And that proved to be good advice as Gene and his stalwart companion crept closer and ever closer to their rendezvous with destiny.
Oh, Gene, look! That horrible, shriveled little creature there.
Your friend ain't much to look at himself, lady.
Beauty is only skin deep, fella.
I'll bet you've got a beautiful pancreas. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Destiny, your valet.
We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor. This is Harry Klein for Gene Oregon Enterprises with all the toys for girls and boys. Now, be the first one on your block to blow it up. Threaten China and Russia with nuclear holocaust. Send a delegate to disarmament talks in Helsinki. All this and more can be yours with the Gene Oregon A-Bomb Kit. Developed after years of research by a group of maladjusted undergraduates at MIT, this bomb will atomize young and old alike. As a special offer, if you buy now at the low, low price we mentioned above, you can get a personalized model, carefully inscribed in gold leaf, with such sentiments as Happy Mother Day or Merry Christmas. Personalized models with your initials or those of a friend are available at slight extra charge. Available wherever it is sold by EO Enterprises, where the best always costs.
What's the matter? What's wrong? Oh, I knew we shouldn't have stayed here. If anything has happened to him... What happened?
There's no hot water in the shower.
Is that all?
There's no soap.
Is that all?
No, I think it's Lifebuoy.
Is there something wrong here?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I've sent for the gasoline, and I'm sure it will be here tomorrow morning.
Are you sure you didn't have any gas?
Well, I had some earlier today, but I took something for it and it's gone now.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, but neither did I. This murder is a bit of a mess. I was wondering if you could help me out.
Certainly. The door's right over there.
Oh, no. You don't understand. We have to get to the bottom of this. There's been a murder.
All right. Bring me a hot towel, a Thompson submachine gun, a 1954 DeSoto, and 6 mounted policemen. And a bar of soap.
Oh, but some of those will be a little difficult to find, sir.
All right. Leave out the soap.
Meanwhile, at that very moment, a few hours later, all of the guests had gathered in the parlor.
Gosh, it's crowded in here.
Don't stand so close to the horses, my dear, or the organist. Hey, you there, look out for the fender on that DeSoto. Now,
You may be wondering why I called you all here together.
Yes? Gene, why have you called us here all together today?
Well, I've found certain clues to the murder. A tuft of hair found cupped beneath the dead man's fingernails. A small stain of blood on the kitchen table, a piece of cloth in the closet, some water in the kitchen sink, and a rug on the floor.
But what does all this mean?
Yes, what does this all mean?
What does this all mean?
Is there an echo in here?
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 Now just cut that out.
Ah!
Gosh, fella, you didn't have to take me so seriously. Someone get him out of the room before he stains the carpet. I have it figured out at last.
I knew you could do it, Gene.
Well, tell us, Mr. Washington.
Oregon.
Well, tell me, Oregon, Washington.
Gene.
Tell me, Gene Washington, have you gotten to the bottom of this?
Yes, I have. We've gotten to the bottom of page 7 at last.
Yes, then the murderer is...
Exactly.
And he used...
Of course. What else?
I never thought you'd figure it. I've got to hand it to you.
Blech. I'd rather you throw it out if it's all the same to you.
Why, there's someone at the door.
Either that, or you have a very strange telephone.
It's the man with gasoline. You can leave now.
And they did.
Well, that does it for another Eugene Oregon show. This week, we are ashamed to admit that the cast included Harry Klein, Alan Baumgartner, and Paul Schindler, as well as special guest star Dan Murphy and special thorn in the works Sherry Grobstein. Musical director Alan Baumgartner. Your engineers have been Paul Green, Jeff Rubin, and Sassy John Tenthouse. This program is written and produced and misdirected to everyone's lasting regret by Gene S. Paul Jr. The audience appears courtesy of a major error they thought there were somewhere else. This is your announcer, Ronald Resonance, saying good night and better luck next week. Yeah!